Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Monday, December 30th, 2024. The Shaw Institute is a nonprofit research organization based in Blue Hill and named for the founder, ecotoxicologist Dr. Susan Shaw. For 30 years, they have studied the impacts of plastics, ocean pollution, and climate change on environmental, marine mammal, and human health, and their findings have informed public policy. We like to check in with them periodically to see what they're working on. You can find past interviews at the archives at weru.org. And earlier this month, we asked Executive Director and Senior Research Scientist Dr. Charles Rolsky to do a quick year in review for 2024 for the Shaw Institute.
Hi, my name is Dr. Charles Rolsky. I'm the Executive Director of the Shaw Institute in Blue Hill, Maine. And I'm here to just kind of share an update about the end of year for us at the Institute, and we released the first ever impact report that we've ever put together as an organization. And we felt this was really important to highlight the work we've done in the community, both from an educational standpoint, from a scientific standpoint. It's been a really revolutionary year for us, investing in cutting edge equipment to support our plastic research, opening up an education center, which is now what we're motivated to do. It's just been a really, really involved and amazing year for the community, for us. And so I just felt it really important that we highlight it using this report, which is freely available on our website. And we're just so excited, not only for what we've accomplished this year, but what we're looking into for 2025. We had an unprecedented amount of people visit the Institute, which was really important for us because a lot of folks would live in the community, not really know what the Shaw Institute did. So we had well over 1,000 people visit us, and we're talking about kids that are coming in for certain events or a tour of our lab to lifelong learners. And this was before we were actually officially open. So that was a major accomplishment for us, being a supporter of all the local schools and organizations, and then also securing a grant through the NIH to support our plastic research in collaboration with NYU. I mean, that's a really big deal for us. And it's so exciting to support our research in that way. Moving our new instrument into a new building in Blue Hill is also a big deal. All of these are going to come together and not only support us as an organization, but it'll support the community. More visitors, more collaborations, more conferences, more school groups. It's really an amazing, it's been an amazing transition for us. And again, we're not even fully there yet. We've only started to scratch the surface of our potential. 2025 is going to be a really exciting year for us. We finally have our touch tank, which was a really big process for us to get. The first one we got started leaking. It was just a whole mess. But now we have a custom tank. It's beautiful. Right now, it's sort of acclimating to mirror ocean conditions. We're actually having one of our first resident lobsters move into the tank. His name is Arnold Klammer. He is a chimera lobster. So he's two different colors, and he is going to just steal the show. So we're really excited to finish the touch tank. That's going to be freely available to people starting in 2025, and then to just grow our education programming from there. Instead of just having the touch tank, we're going to dedicate the Shaw Institute in downtown Blue Hill to becoming an environmental education center. So we're talking about lots more aquariums, interactive activities, a year-long facility, a year-long presence here. So we're really excited about that. And now more than ever, we just need the support. We went in on the touch tank, on this new instrument, on all of this educational work, and a lot of that we paid for ourselves. We've gotten some grants here and there, but it's really tight. It's very competitive. So we try to be as collaborative as possible. But supporting our growth, especially with our educational programming, is essential for us to be able to maintain it. We want to be as beneficial to this community as possible. So the more donations we have, the more we can support our growth into having this year-long presence here in Blue Hill. www.shawinstitute.org. You can download our impact report. There's an easy click to donate button right there. We're always looking for more collaborations with the community, with different businesses around the area. So anyone interested in working with us, please do reach out.
And you'll keep checking in with us every once in a while and letting our listeners know what you're up to?
I'll have a lot of updates very soon. There's already one big update that I'm not sharing quite yet because there's just been a lot going on in terms of a new project for us. But yeah, I'll be a frequent visitor here.
Great. That was Dr. Charles Rolsky of the Shaw Institute in Blue Hill, shawinstitute.org. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Have a good day. I'll see you tomorrow.